First stage. This stage starts at the Tempio Votivo della Pace and ends at the Hotel Ausonia Ungaria. This stage takes 10 minutes. This whole itinerary will take place by bicycle. You can either take your own from the mainland or hire one once you reach the Lido on Piazzale Santa Maria Elisabetta. There are various shops hiring bicycles, and you can also use electric bikes these days, which you can then leave at dedicated places throughout the island. This stage starts at the Tempio Votivo della Pace and ends at the Hotel Ausonia Ungaria, and it takes 10 minutes. The Tempio Votivo della Pace, which we'll refer to during this stage as the Votive Temple, has a huge green dome and characterizes the skyline on the Lido. During the First World War in 1917, the Patriarch of Venice, La Fontaine, made a solemn vow, such as Venetians have been doing in previous times, for instance, during the bubonic plague epidemics in 1576 and 1630. There was, however, another more practical reason for wishing to build a new church on the island, and that is that the Lido in those days was experiencing a major demographic growth, and therefore it was necessary to add another church to the smaller one named Santa Maria Elisabetta. Construction of the temple, however, didn't start before 1925, and it was finished by 1937. The church then became the Military Shrine of Venice in 1929 and has been recently included in the Walks of Peace itinerary, which connects Italy and Slovenia by means of connecting the memorials of the First and of the Second World War. After visiting the Votive Temple, take Via Corfu up to the Gran Viale, which is Lido's main street, connecting the water bus pier with the equipped beaches. It was along this road that the first luxury hotels and fine villas started being built at the beginning of the 20th century, when people were still moving around in carriages and the street was therefore not paved yet. The first noteworthy hotel stands on the Gran Viale, 150 meters on your left. It was built in 1906 and is surrounded by a wide garden. It was covered with colored faience tiles in 1914. The hotel has been recently restored and is one, the only luxury hotel open all year round on the Lido. The name Ausonia Ungaria hints at the fact that the hotel clientele was coming mostly from Hungary and from Central Europe, and even the menu would be written in Italian, French, and Hungarian.